Mirror, mirror on the wall. The Smurfs? Yeah, we love them all. And with that being said, welcome back to DNA Podcast. This episode will be a little different because Azin is not here with me. He's studying. Yeah, well, at least he says he's studying. So I tried to find someone else to join me today, and I found someone. A young man who I respect. A young man who never ceases to amaze me. A man with talent.
Who could that be?
Yeah, sorry, Barack Obama was not available to come over. So welcome, Nathan.
Hello, everybody. I'm glad to be here with the one and only Dami, the smartest man I know. Looking like Steve Jobs today.
Looking, I'll take that as a compliment.
You should.
Are you excited?
Very much, very much. I've been looking forward to this for a week. I've been wanting to tell people, but I've kept it on the down low. You know, very excited, very excited.
Okay, so your podcasting debut.
Mm-hmm.
You said you had something prepared. Huh? You had some time. You did your research.
I had some stuff prepared. Well, I found some very important news. Mm-hmm. And I didn't just call you Steve Jobs for no reason. Because I have some news about Apple.
Whoa, this man is prepared. Okay, I feel like a bad host now.
No. So, I saw a rumor online.
A rumor.
That Apple was creating their own console. And I read the rumor and I thought there was no way that this was possible. But then I kind of looked a little bit more into it.
As in a new PlayStation or?
Let's say an iConsole or whatever, right? Whatever they name
it. iStation.
So there was this Windows Central reporter, who said that he heard that Apple was buying employees from Microsoft that work on the Xbox. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, maybe, but that could be for multiple reasons. But then I saw about a year ago, Apple released Apple Arcade on the App Store, mm-hmm. which could kind of lead into more of the gaming sector of the world. Apple doesn't allow any of the streaming games on iOS. So for example, GeForce Now or Google Stadia or any of those things, they basically allow you to play games on your phone. They allow that for Android and any other phones, but not for Apple. So I was like, okay, maybe Apple is creating their own console because they're not allowing any of these streaming services to go on iOS, which would gain them a lot of money. So maybe they're just waiting to release their own console to then have it their own way. So what do you think? Do you think they could be successful in any way, shape, or form? Because Apple has done many things. They released the iPhone, which is the most popular phone to this date.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
That's what I would ask you. I feel like everything Apple does is a kind of sort of success. So,
but they have big names to compete with. They have PlayStation, they have Xbox, they have even Nintendo.
I just bought the PS5. I'm not switching to any Apple console.
Yeah, it's probably going to be extremely expensive.
Whatever.
As well.
But yeah. No, I'm a PlayStation guy. I'm Sony. Yeah. Yeah, no, I cannot give it up for Apple.
You don't think they could be successful?
The market is, you either have an Xbox or you have a PlayStation.
But who knows? Maybe they could shake up the market.
Yeah.
It's fun to think about, isn't it?
It's fun to think about. It's fun to maybe invest.
And it would definitely drive innovation.
Probably.
Then there's three massive names. I mean, Nintendo is massive, but they don't really have a console. They have the Nintendo Switch, but I wouldn't really call that a PlayStation Xbox type.
Wow, all the Pokemon games I played.
So if there's three big competitors, it would drive innovation and it would probably give us as a consumer a better time because we would have new things faster. Don't you think?
Yeah,
and hopefully cheaper.
But then I'm thinking, like, when I'm the CEO of Apple, like, why? Why would I? Why would I do it? What do I stand to gain except an extra billions?
Market share.
Extra billions, but
market share in the gaming space, and that's very
the phone world.
But that's very important right now because I mean, let's talk about the metaverse, right? The metaverse is definitely gonna use games, so it's basically a game that simulates real life. And so, why would Apple
podcast in metaverse?
Why would Apple not try? Why would they? It would be stupid for them to not try. And yes, it's a financial risk. But I'm sure they could be.
I think they have a few billions to spare. I don't think money isn't the problem.
Oh, it's not. It's not a problem. But if you lose a few billion euros, then or dollars, then that's not very nice, is it?
See, wow, you really came prepared. Like
I thought it was a very interesting thing to talk about. To think about it, at least.
Yeah, of course. Like, but
I'm still not convinced. I don't know. I cannot picture anything like with, you know?
I can't either, but I also couldn't picture, I'm sure people couldn't picture an iPhone 15 years ago. I'm sure people couldn't envision these two things standing in front of us. Apple could do it.
Apple could, yeah, if there's any company I could, it's Apple. But I don't know. Then what? Samsung is also coming with his own gaming console.
Really?
Like, no, I mean, if Apple does it, they'll probably do it as well.
Yeah. Running Android, of course.
Running, yeah.
I mean, the thing is, aren't they backed by Google, Samsung? Or am I just getting
are
out
they?
Of my
I don't
ass?
Know. I honestly don't
I thought
don't
they
know.
Were. Because Android is by Google.
And, no, see.
And Samsung runs Android.
I did not know that.
I was pretty sure. I think so. Maybe we should fact check that.
Yeah. I honestly don't know. See, now I'm thinking about it all the time. Good investment opportunities, though. If you want to make money or lose money, potentially. No, I feel like...
I think it would be difficult to lose money on an investment like that. Definitely if you invest in the beginning stages.
Mm-hmm. No.
And then just take your money out whenever you think this isn't a good idea. Boom, you definitely make
but
a lot of money.
But that's the thing that Apple does. They attract people. Is there anything Apple has put out that has failed? And I honestly don't know that because I'm not that Apple guy, but...
I don't think so. I mean, I think there's certain products that are less... less popular, but I don't think any of their products have failed to where they needed to take them off the shelf.
Doesn't Apple also have headphones, like real headphones, not the earpods?
Yeah. Oh, AirPod Max.
Oh yeah, AirPod headphones.
They're called AirPod Maxes. Yeah, they're 500 euros. They're extremely expensive.
No, that's why.
You can get higher quality for 500 euros, but it's the name, it's the quality, it's easiness of connecting your computer and your phone to the headphones. That's kind of what you spend the 500 euros for. If you want really high quality headphones, you wouldn't buy you buy from Apple anyways.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of the thing with Apple. They're expensive, but their ecosystem is so expandable that, for example, if I put in my AirPods and I use my phone, they instantly connect. Then I switch to my computer without doing anything. My AirPods will switch to my computer, and that's kind of why you want Apple products.
Okay, fancy.
But that's also how they get you to spend that much money, because then you're like, okay, well, because I have this MacBook, this AirPods, and I have my phone, my iPhone. I don't want to go buy a Samsung computer now. I don't want to buy something like Samsung earbuds, I think they're called. Mm-hmm. You don't want to buy them because they don't work in that ecosystem, and you've already invested so much money that you would then need to buy a Samsung computer, a Samsung phone, and Samsung earbuds. And that's what, like a 3,000 euro investment. So that, and that's kind of how companies get you. They make this ecosystem where it's so hard to get out of because you've already invested so much money inside of it.
That's true. That's 100% true, actually. I was never the Apple guy. And yeah, recently I switched to a MacBook as well because I needed it. Yeah. Under slight pressure because I didn't want to, but it's I have to be honest, it is easier.
Mm-hmm. But you also do pay a premium for the ecosystem, for the quality. I'm sure you can get, well, I don't know now what the M1 Max is, but like if you, like I think 2 years ago I bought this one, you could buy faster computers for a way lower price. But you're paying for that ecosystem, you're paying for that customer, I don't know where I was going with that, but you're paying for the quality, right? You're mm-hmm. paying for the quality that Apple provides, which you don't really have with the other computers.
That's
it's that premium.
That's true.
But
I've
now,
experienced
but,
it firsthand, right? No,
but now with
switched.
The M1 Maxes, with the new chips from Apple, boah, nothing beats that. They're absolutely insane. So you have the M1, mm-hmm. now there's M1 Pros and M1 Maxes. No computer in the world is faster than those computers. And they're not too expensive for how fast they are. I mean, they're expensive, but if you compare this one, which was, if you compare this one to what you can get, so this is basically the maxed out 16 inch from 2019. Mm-hmm. You could buy the base model 16 inch 2021, 2022, I guess, and it will beat this one, and it's like 2,000 euros cheaper. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy. Crazy how fast technology grew recently, I guess.
Yeah, it is. Now also you see like the metaverse popping up everywhere, and just because like Mark Zuckerberg made an announcement like we were switching from Facebook to Meta, like so crazy. No one was talking about that, or not so mainstream as now. Mm-hmm. A year ago, a few people knew what a metaverse was. Mm-hmm. I certainly did not know what a metaverse
either.
Was. And now it is like everywhere, just because those fancy, smart between brackets, rich people want something. Mm-hmm. I always refer to what's his name? Elon Musk. and that podcast he did with Joe Rogan, and he was like, well, I woke up one day and I wanted a flamethrower, so I started a company to build a flamethrower.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like,
wow.
Wow, that's mind-blowing to me. Like, you wake up, you're like, I want a flamethrower, and you start a company to build that one flamethrower because you cannot sell a flamethrower. No, it wasn't. He shut down that company.
I mean, yeah, but the company could have been successful if you wanted it to be.
Yeah, but okay, it was also not illegal to to sell flamethrowers but to the public. But that's just, he did that because he wanted to. He had the money to, and now he got himself a flamethrower.
Yeah,
he's playing on that level, and we're playing on the level like figuring out for an hour how the fuck to make the sound work on this stupid podcast. Well, because Azin isn't here for the first time.
An hour is an overstatement, but it took us a while. It took us a while to figure out it how to set this up. But hey, you started a conversation about the metaverse, so I'm gonna ask you a question.
Shoot.
So I don't know if you know this, but Microsoft bought Activision for 68.7 billion euros, which, by the way, I think was a all cash deal, which I read, which I thought was pretty crazy. How do you have 68 billions in cash? But hey, if you're Microsoft, you have 68 billion in cash. So I was going to ask you, do you think the metaverse has a influence on that? On the Microsoft buying Activision? Because Activision owns all the Call of Duty titles. So they're
oh yeah, that's true.
A very big
Call of Duty in the metaverse.
Exactly.
Wow, I would so definitely buy that.
Do you think that has an impact on Microsoft spending so much money to buy the rights or buy Activision, I guess?
Well, now with that information, I definitely think it does. Like, I would do that as a smart CEO. I would definitely do that. Like, what the fuck, playing Call of Duty in the metaverse?
Yeah.
Like,
but how would that work? Because if you think about it, you're not gonna open a menu while you're in the metaverse to click Call of Duty. You're probably gonna walk or fly to a place where you play Call of Duty. Do you see what I mean? Because if you're gonna live in the metaverse, you don't want to click, oh, let's click the menu and let's click Call of Duty. No, you're actually gonna want to go to a place where you play Call of Duty. So would that maybe be a portal, or how would that work? Because I think it would kind of take away the realism of being inside like a real world, even though it's not a real world. Because I just thought of that. Like, it's not really possible to open a menu and select a game you want to play. I mean, it is, but it would take away the realism.
Okay, you got me there. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I honestly don't know.
Maybe a portal. Or say, Alexa, bring me to this game.
Hey, Siri, open the portal to...
But then... But then the conversation is...
How do I stop Siri?
Escape. But then Finder hasn't added support for that with Siri. Just click the X. But then the conversation starts, what is real and what is not real? Because you'd say here you can just open a menu whenever you want and click a game that you want to play or portal to wherever you want to go. But okay, if you're going to be living inside a fake / real world.
Yeah, okay, you'll still have glasses on, and then you'll be maybe, yeah, maybe that portal is the most realistic.
Yeah, but if you're, right now we're in a world where, in the world that we know, we can't just visualize something, like actually physically visualize something and click on it. But okay, if we're going to go into a metaverse, if we're going to wear glasses and wear these motion sensors, we can do things and go on this like big surface where we can run around but not actually be moving. What is real and what is not real? Can't we just live in a more... Are we going to live in a more fantasy world? Are there going to be more worlds? Is there like a metaverse one that's very fantasy related? Is there a metaverse two that's exactly like this one? But then what's the point of being in the metaverse if it's exactly like this one? That's kind of what I was thinking as well.
I'm so not prepared to answer those questions. Well, I honestly don't know. I don't think that far ahead when it comes to those.
But it's very interesting to think about that.
It is very interesting, and it's something to think about. But yeah, I really got me here.
Prepared.
Hey,
huh?
I told him to impress me, and he did. You did. So congratulations. No, wow. But I feel like in the years ahead, like 2023 maybe already, that the metaverse is going to be a big part of our lives, actually.
I don't know, 2023. That seems a little fast.
No,
it's already starting. I think a lot of people will be, or I think a small part of the population will kind of invest into the metaverse world. And I don't mean like invest in like stocks. I just mean invest like buying the gear so they can actually go into the world. Because can you already go into the world? Is it already a thing that you can do and play?
Yeah, there is.
So you can already like buy the stuff and go inside of it.
Yeah, because Gymshark already does that.
Okay, so I think that, I guess in 2023, people are going to be kind of buying the stuff to go inside of the world. So buying maybe the computer.
Or the first test maybe, yeah.
Yeah, like stuff is going to, or businesses are going to start making things to make it more accessible to more people. Mm-hmm. But I don't think in 2023, it's going to be a big part of most people's lives. I think more people are going to know about it for sure.
No, but I think immediately at the VR, like for example, PlayStation, you already can play so many games in virtual reality. And that's maybe the metaverse will just be an upgrade of that virtual reality. Like well, I don't know. Yeah, when you buy that fake gun from Call of Duty and then you can actually shoot things while you're standing in your living room.
I think it's going to be, how do you say it? I think it's going to be all the worlds we know. So, for example, all the worlds we know combined. So, if you're going to go in the metaverse, it's a massive multiplayer because everyone, let's say there's servers, but let's say there's one big server. Everyone in the world is going to be in that server. But then think about it. How is one computer, how is your computer going to run that server or put you in that server? The amount of people that would be running around you, no computer to this day can probably run that. Like, if you think about it, you need to render all those buildings, render all those people, and do all these things in real time because it's a multiplayer online game. It's way harder to do than you think. Like, you know how in Minecraft you would explode TNT and your computer would lag out? That's because so many things are happening at the same time. Now imagine 6 billion people in one world and your computer is supposed to render. Obviously, it's not going to render the whole world, but it's going to render far around you so it doesn't have to kind of catch up while you're playing. I mean, I don't really see that possible anytime soon.
Well, I guess people have to buy the new MacBooks then.
But not even the new MacBooks, you have to realize how many things you have to render and how much your computer has to do. Like, how many people are in Antwerp are around us right now?
Ugh, too many.
Like, 10,000, 100,000? Like, in this area. Not 100,000, but like a lot. A lot of people are around us.
People,
now definitely. Imagine this computer or even a PC rendering all those people, rendering what they're doing in real time because someone can click W or someone can click S to go forward or backwards. I'm using a keyboard, but whatever. Someone can go forwards, someone can go backwards, and the computer can't read their mind. So the computer has to kind of render that real time. And that's a lot harder to do than you think.
And that's actually really mind-blowing.
I don't know. That's also why I don't think it's going to happen in 2023 yet.
Extremely exaggerating. But.
Yeah, okay. But I'm sure people are going to know about it. But the problem is you need a computer to run it. You need a computer to run your own parts. So maybe if you make a software where all the computers work together to run the whole world. But I also don't see how that's going to work. Because then you can't really transfer the power of this to yours over a Wi-Fi connection. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of why I see it's a little difficult.
Well, really something to think about. If Mark Zuckerberg is listening, hey, help us out here. Tell me your plans.
It seems a little far-fetched to be able to run a world as big as ours or bigger because you're going to have all these worlds colliding. Let's say you're going to have Fortnite in one corner and Call of Duty in one corner and somebody eating ice cream in another corner. Like, there's so many things you need to combine. Uh-huh. Like, imagine trying to play Call of Duty on this computer. It would explode. Even though it's a really good computer, it's not made for that. And then you would have people running around with Marvel shields, people running around with Call of Duty guns, I don't really see how that's possible anytime soon. But I do see the business side of it.
Definitely.
Not even like business, like making money. I mean like people using it to do business. Because let's say you're in, I don't know, wearing a motion suit and you're sitting down. You can actually talk to your colleagues face to face, even though you're not face to face with them. That's potentially really good. And then you only need to render that room. That's pretty easy. Mm-hmm. And I definitely see that being useful soon. But the whole like living inside the metaverse thing, I see that's really difficult. How the fuck are you supposed to eat food? You're going to have to take it off at some point anyways. You're going to have to sleep. I don't think you're sleeping inside of the metaverse. Unless you're very addicted.
Maybe. Yeah, you can now even taste food through a screen.
Like, so?
Yeah, I read that somewhere. I sent it to my brother because we were talking about it. Chinese researchers made it possible so that you can taste the food off a screen.
That's sick.
Yes.
I'm gonna be watching a lot of Gordon Ramsay soon.
But that's weird because those people like to lick the screen. But then, I mean, well, if everyone licks that screen, that's like,
COVID?
Yeah, especially now, exactly.
That's, how they do that? Or
I don't know. I'll send you the...
Because that seems...
The link after we're done.
Pretty crazy.
It is crazy, so what, but
the,
yeah,
the
it is
screen produces
happening.
Some type of aroma or taste?
Yeah.
And then you lick it and then...
And then you taste it. And you taste what's on the screen being displayed.
That's mind-blowing.
That is mind-blowing.
That made me think of someone putting a hand through the screen and like giving you food. That's kind of how I imagined it.
Yeah, okay, but it's just tasting it. And that's not necessarily eating it. Just, no. You know, like, taste it. Do you like it? Don't you like it? The smell, maybe?
Wow. That has a lot of potential.
That
as
has
well.
A lot of potential. The world of technology.
Wow. Yeah, if you think about like 10 years ago, 20 years ago, wow. Yeah. Like, if people would see us right now, they'd be mind blown. Like, what is this? What is this piece of metal? What does it do? Like, wow. That's crazy.
Guess we'll be talking about this more often.
Oh my God.
And maybe with some people who actually know something more about it.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's switch topics now. Something from very techie to something very stupid I saw on The Late Late Show. And it was actually a very good question. So answer me. Why is a weekend only 2 days? Like, who invented that? Like, who says weekend is only Saturday, Sunday, starts Friday evening? Like, why isn't the weekend 3 days and then 4 days work days?
Let me ask you a question. Why is the week 7 days? Why are months 30, 31, or 28, or 27 days? Why is the year 365 days? Like, you can ask all these questions, but there's just... no answer. I mean, you physically can't answer that question because someone back in the day just said, hey, a week is 7 days, period. I'm going to write this shit down.
Yeah, exactly. But who and why? Why? Why were you thinking like, okay, 2 days of rest is enough?
It could be the beer talking. but genuinely, like, who knows? Like, it's the same thing. Like, why is Monday called Monday? Why is Friday called Friday? Why is an A written like this? Why is this called a computer? Like, there's so many hypothetical questions that you can ask that you physically can't answer because someone randomly just said, hey, now it's Monday. Hey, now it's 12 o'clock. There's 24 hours in a day. I guess that you can kind of figure that out because of the sun and the darkness. But it's still, I don't know. So are you sure there's only 24 hours in a day? Maybe sometimes it's 24 and a half. Maybe sometimes it's 24 in a minute. Maybe sometimes it's 23. Are you sure that every time at 12 every day, the sun is in the exact same place? I don't think so. Or at least I would not think so. Because I think it's an estimate, right? No?
Yeah.
And so back to your question, why is a weekend only 2 days? I don't know. At least it's not 1 day. Can we not be happy with 2 days? And I think 3 days would be a lot. Because then it's basically half-half. So then you start getting in the...
Yeah, we now have 4 days, like, free. Because we have Mondays and Tuesdays off.
Because of our
program, yeah.
Our
okay,
program. But
so you actually kind of experience the long weekend, Team Breckens?
Every week, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it also depends on the person you are. Because some people would really enjoy that and some people would not be able to deal with that. Some people just want to be structured. Like, every day, wake up at 8:30, go to school until 3 or something. And that for a week. And I think that works for me as well. But I also like having free days so you can do whatever you want. Like, be on a podcast.
So, yeah, making the host look really unprepared and bad. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Anytime. It's my pleasure.
Okay, my other stupid question. Like,
so hypothetical today.
Yeah. No, I had to. Because I knew you would come up with something very smart, so I had to come with something very stupid.
To balance.
To balance, yeah, exactly. Otherwise, I've asked you for the stupidness, but no. See, now I have to take over. Like, it comes so naturally with him. Yeah, okay.
Oh! Wow. That's very nice of you.
I'm a sweetie, I know. Okay, no, but my other question. Like, you see those... You see that online where they're selling those hair products and then they say after a few months, actually I saw it last night, after 3 months, you'll get 30,000 new hairs and new grown hairs. And then I start thinking, who is so unfortunate that he has to count all those hairs? Like, how do you know that are 30,000 after 3 months? That's awfully specific. Like,
well, but who knows if it's actually correct? Maybe it's just marketing. Maybe Maybe it's like 21,965, and they were like, let's round it up to 30.
Yeah, exactly. But okay,
and it's probably because they can see. Okay, so they probably. Is it a cream?
Yeah, no, it's
so,
a spray.
So they
it's
probably say probably they probably take a few hairs from a few people. Mm-hmm. They spray it. They see how much the hair multiplies. And they use that multiplication to take an average of the mm-hmm. amount of hairs on one person, which I'm sure that's out there. And then they see how much hair you would grow mm-hmm. extra.
But wouldn't it be fun just to think about someone is like actually one?
Yeah. I don't think that's possible. Because imagine he sneezes or he accidentally breathes.
Yeah, like exactly. All the hair. How unfortunate could you be?
All the hair gone.
How unfortunate. But in any sense, they have to count it in some way. So
I don't think they have to count it.
That would be very funny, though.
If you do it my way, you still have to have the average of the amount of hair on people. So then mm-hmm. you probably have to count it. Or you can scan it maybe somehow.
Uh-huh.
Because every hair is attached by a step root. Mm-hmm. Every hair is attached by a root. So maybe a computer can count all the roots in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And they get an average. Uh-huh. And then if they take a few hairs out, they can count those hairs. And then spray on it. But I guess your hair isn't attached anymore then.
Yeah, because you've...
So then it wouldn't grow it anymore. I think it's just marketing. I think they don't know. Like, you can't know that you grow 30,000 hairs. Plus,
yeah,
it's,
exactly.
it's
That's
genetics.
My point.
So some people may grow zero, some may grow more than that. So you physically can't make that connection. And that's why some people lose hair when they get older and some people don't lose hair when they get older. Mm-hmm. It's just genetics. That's why some people respond well to steroids and some people don't respond well to steroids. You kind of in all those medical things, you can't really give one average. It's always there's always the 95th percentile and there's always the 5th percentile. It's not always 30,000. It could be 0, it could be 5, it could be 10,000. That's what it really annoys me is all with all those like marketing campaigns when people are like, yeah, this can give you that. And then if it's like mm-hmm. something you would do to your body, like it's not accurate for most people. For some, it could be or will be, but not for most people.
But that was the funny part when they say 30,000 hairs after 3 months. I was like, well, that's awfully specific.
And also a lot. Or how many hairs do you have on your head?
I don't know, a lot, probably.
You looked at my hair, you're like, how many do I see?
1, 2, 3. Oh,
no,
fuck.
Actually, generally, I don't know. I think maybe they could just say multiply your hairs by 0.5 or something. I don't know.
Maybe we should buy that for John.
Is he balding? I don't look at it. He has hair.
Yeah,
he has white hair, but he has hair.
Yeah, actually, I don't know. Does he have hair though?
I don't really focus on his body. I just focus
on his voice.
On his voice and his bullying tactics.
His bullying tactics.
Yeah.
Our great teacher, ladies and gentlemen.
Guys, we
John
love our
Arnold.
Teacher. We love our teacher. Give it up for John Arnold, our best friend.
Bestie.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. My third question.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
What question? We asked a few weeks ago what can you say? What was it? What can you say in the bathroom and in the bedroom? And we got some replies. We got some really creepy. No, we said we asked what can you say in the hospital and in the bedroom? And we got some funny replies, some actually very creepy replies. So whoever that was,
help.
You need that person needs help.
No, my answer was help.
For the hospital part.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And the bedroom.
Okay, but now my question is, what can you say in a restaurant and in the bedroom? I have one.
Get me my coffee.
Do you want another shot? I didn't order that shrimp.
Mm-hmm. God.
See, that's something
it's,
to think
it's about.
It's
awfully loud in here.
Ooh.
That's awfully moist.
It tastes a little sour.
It tastes a little bitter. It's a little sticky. This one's pretty easy.
Yeah, that was...
Do you have another one?
No, I'm actually now interested. Like, everyone who listens, who's made it to this part, like, shoot again.
Made it to this part.
You can just add it in the poll down below on Spotify. And yeah, I'm actually pretty interested in the answers, because I'll show you afterwards the answers we got on the
I'm pretty nervous
on the
for
hospital
the
part. Hey, we gave them some good tips already by now.
Yeah, true. They know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now, okay, Nathan.
Yes.
Tell us a little more about yourself, because I know you.
God.
But the listeners don't know you.
About myself. I'm an avid media fan. I don't actually watch a lot of media, but I try and produce my own media. Mm-hmm. So I take a lot of pictures. I'm trying to get more in videography now. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get clients and try to kind of grow that business a mm-hmm. little bit.
Albrecht Media, everyone.
On Instagram. Everyone follow me. Yeah, so that's kind of what I spend my time with. So me and Damir are in a media course in Belgium. So that fits in really well with my ambitions and what I want to do in life. I kind of don't know what I want to do now. Thinking of doing a business master after this. It kind of depends how I feel then. And then probably want to start some type of business. Probably media related, or work in a company and help them with their business or financials, because that actually very much interests me. But honestly, on a day-to-day basis, that's all I do. Just think about media, maybe like, oh, this would be cool, or I want to try this, or that's kind of what I do, because that's also what really drives me kind of to wake up and do things.
And where did you find that passion for photography now, because you're actually pretty good at it? If you look at my pictures I made in a few weeks, those are all made by him. So you make people look better. And why? No, but that's not even a compliment now. That's just why. Why do you like pictures? Why do you like taking pictures? Because you're now trying, or you want to focus on videography now, but yeah. You started off with photos.
So when I was very young, I always made YouTube videos. Oh, because I thought that was fun and I very much enjoyed it. So like young, I mean like 10. And I was just posting random videos on YouTube.
Oh, isn't that just 2 years ago?
No, really. No, like genuinely, I was posting on YouTube and they were horrible videos. But like when I look back on them now, I can see that I was like enjoying what I'm doing. And like the transitions where I would jump and change clothes and stuff like that. The thing that a normal 11, 10-year-old wouldn't think of. And so I was always focused on video then. I also didn't know how to take pictures. And then when I got older, I started taking pictures with my camera just for fun, because I was like, okay, that looks cool. I want to take a picture of it. But I never knew what I was doing. And so recently I started kind of learning, like a year and a half ago, kind of learning how stuff works and why you would use a big aperture for that and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know, like recently I just fell in love with it, and I'm just kind of taking my camera everywhere I go and just taking pictures just because I enjoy it. It's not because I want to make people look good or want to have the picture turn out a certain way, just because I love capturing moments and just, yeah, taking pictures. I don't know. But I also do miss the videography side, because I do love editing. Like I really enjoy editing, and I used to edit Fortnite videos for people that paid me, which is kind of stupid, but it's kind of where I learned a lot
Fortnite
of things.
Fortnite videos.
Yeah. So you would like create Fortnite edits. Like you would do the cinematic. So there's like this cinematic player where you could literally change the aperture, change the shutter speed, blah, 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 and kind of fly around the world. And so I would use that to create cinematics and then to make them kill people on the beat and make like 3D text, which is tracked to the wall, blah, blah, blah. And so I learned a lot of things through that, even though it's kind of cringy. But like you do learn a lot of things. And I kind of miss that. Not the Fortnite part, but just making something and then having to edit it afterwards. You don't have to edit photos, but it's a little different. And so that's why I want to reach out to companies and kind of, video things a little more, because I do miss that. But I do love taking photos. It's extremely fun and exciting.
And yeah, okay, that's obviously the reason why you took this course. But what if IMAP didn't exist? International Media and Entertainment Business did not exist. Because it's a new program, so you're actually very lucky when you finish high school that you
enroll here. I'd probably do a business management course, because I enjoy business, but the thing is, this is a combination of both. This is business and media, so I was like, wow, this is absolutely perfect. I didn't want to do just a media course. I think that will get a little boring, just like learning, just videotaping, just photography. I think that's a little too too little theory, because you kind of go down a path then and you kind of can't really go out of it. Here, you finish the course, you finish the three-year program, and you can still go business, you can still go media, you can still do something completely different. If you do like a really very practical course, like literally just media, you're kind of stuck to that. You don't know anything else unless you do a master's or another bachelor. And then I would just do business because you have a lot of options for that. And I think that's very interesting and gives you a lot of options and a lot of expandability later on in life.
See, those are very smart answers, actually. Actually, think about those things. But that's, yeah, what you said, that's true, because that's also the reason I chose to switch courses. Like, because I didn't exist when I started off. I did business. And that's, as you said, it's a combination. And it's nice, not just, editing, taking a picture, blah, blah, blah. But it's a combination of sorts, and you can go every way you want. Business side, media side. That's also the part, because I started from scratch when it comes to the media, video, photography. I opened Photoshop last Friday for the first time, people. I was like, he was making me voice messages to to edit my pictures. But that's, yeah, like, you have that passion, but where did it come from? Like,
God, I don't know. One day I just started taking pictures, started videotaping myself. And it just started. And I didn't know. Like, it's not like you know when your passion starts. I just enjoyed it. Like, which 10-year-old films themselves brushing their teeth and jumping on a trampoline? Not one that I know. Like, I don't know. I think it just started from when I was young. I just enjoyed filming things and editing it and making kind of a story. I think that's the main thing, just making a story and then posting it somewhere where I could get people to kind of view. And then when I got 100 views, I was like, wow, I'm famous. This is awesome. No, I don't know. I just get a thrill from that, just to make the viewer kind of feel a certain way or kind of tell a story.
That's the thing I always say. Hard work beats talent. But as you said, yeah, okay, from a young age, you like that, like doing that and learn it yourself. But do you agree, or do you need to have a certain amount of talent to do something? Because I always say hard work beats talent.
I think it's easier to be good at something if you have talent and you have a good work ethic. But I think if you compare someone with a ton of talent that doesn't put the work in and someone with no talent that puts all the work in, I think the one with no talent would win. I think if the one with talent and if the person with talent would spend a little bit of time, I think it would easily beat the one with no talent. Because I think talent really speaks for itself. But if you don't put any work in, if you put like 50% of his time into it, easily beat out the guy that puts 100% of his time into it. Because talent comes so naturally. Like for me, I see something and I'm like, okay, these are the exact settings I need for my camera. If you have no talent, you can get there, but it takes a little longer. It's a lot harder for the person with no talent. And I'm not saying I have 100% talent. I'm just saying I have more talent with photography and videography than most people. Just also because I spent a lot of time with it. I didn't start with talent.
That was my next question. Can you learn talent?
Yeah, of course. I would say you learn. So you start from zero. You know nothing. You start learning. If you enjoy it, if you want to keep going, you'll naturally become talented. If you have the correct motives for it, but if you try and learn something and it doesn't come easy, and you don't, if you don't want to keep going and you just don't enjoy it, you won't get that talent. I think talent comes with enjoyment as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow.
Like if you like never taking pictures, let's use photography for an example. You start learning, you know nothing. Okay, your pictures are horrible. Fine, but you keep trying and you enjoy it. You'll work so much to it that you will become talented at it. If you try and take a photography class, or because you're forced to do that, and you don't enjoy it, you won't get talented because you won't do it for the right reasons. You'll do it for that class because you have to, you want to pass, and then you'll stop. Because your end goal is, I'm gonna stop. I'm not gonna finish this. If your end goal is, wow, I'm gonna learn. Then you're gonna become talented. If your end goal is, okay, I just wanna pass this class, afterwards I'm throwing my camera in the garbage, you're not gonna become talented because you're never gonna give it that chance. Just like when you move to a country and you don't enjoy it and you never give it a chance, then you go back because you've never given it a chance. Shots fired. We love you, Mac Joe.
Yeah, okay, I wasn't about to say, but yeah, okay, that's true. But okay, that's just Belgium versus the Netherlands, that last. That's a mutual feeling, so.
Get out of our country.
I'm kidding. Love you guys, people, just as long as you do not invade Antwerp City.
As long as you don't give us corona, you are so welcome here.
No, that was really smart answers. Like, I am impressed. I am. But now my last question to you. Did you enjoy it?
The podcast?
Yeah, the podcast.
Yeah, I did. I like speaking. I like having a conversation with people. And these are the topics that I genuinely enjoy talking about, like these and these. Mm-hmm. So I don't mind being on a podcast. I thought it was very fun. And yeah, you kind of just learn more about the other person, even though you've been friends for a little bit. You kind of mm-hmm. just learn more about how they are. If you're on a podcast, you kind of just like, I don't know, you talk a little bit more in depth mm-hmm. when you're on a podcast.
Yeah, that's the fun part. Like, we know each other from September. Mm-hmm. From September, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe a little later. Mm-hmm. I don't know when the course started. Yeah, whatever. We actually don't know each other that long, but...
Yeah, but we know each other pretty well.
Yeah.
At least for the time that we've known each other.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But okay, with that, are you willing to come back?
Yes, anytime. Give me a call.
Yeah, okay.
Next time with Azdeen, please... Yeah. I want to talk to him.
Yes, study between brackets. Thank you very much for being here, Nathan.
Of course, anytime.
And thanks everyone for listening. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you're well, if you're nice, maybe, just maybe, you'll see the Smurfs. Bye-bye.